Good morning, Duke. Good morning now. Good to be back with you here in the studio. What we have going on now is potentially a temporary timeout. We reached a point late Saturday night at 11 o'clock where we had come to an agreement on the overall budget and then come to a semi-agreement on a couple of other projects. Of course, school funding, that's out there, but it's not with the cuts that at least I think that will need to be made to see that to address the deficit in school funding. Right now, it's a soft approach. We had a school recalibration committee out there working on it for a year. They came back after working throughout that year with a consultant, and essentially that consultant said, spend even more money on schools. And we said, no, we needed to find a way to save some money. And that's what we'd sent them out to do. It didn't work. So that's still out there pending. Capital construction projects, we have an initial approval on that. But the overall budget, that's how we wrapped it up. 11 o'clock Saturday night, and we sent the budget over to the governor's office. He has 3 working days to deal with that. And that excludes Sunday. It's not calendar days. So he has Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday to take a hard look at that budget and send it back with what he perceives or what he thinks should be done. When I say he has an entire budget staff that works on that for 3 days. And they'll come back and they'll say, we agree with the House of Representatives and the Senate on these matters. We disagree on these matters. And where he has a disagreement, the governor has a pen, a red pen, and he draws a line through it. And he said, no go, not going to go with that. Still, the Senate and the House have that ability to override a governor's veto, which has been done several times. So it's out right now. The overall budget is on the governor's desk, 3 working days to deal with it. He sends it back. It'll be arriving back in the chambers on Wednesday, the close of business. Wyoming State Legislature has been called to go back into session on Thursday, use one more working day to review the budget and go over the line item vetoes and then finalize it. So as of Thursday night, the 2018 Wyoming State Legislature will come to a close. So when we say it's over, for the most part, came back home, going back to work with you folks, but I got to head back over one more time.
Now, Senator, there was a big difference between the House and the Senate as far as what you wanted to do with funding education. Of course, you on the Senate side, but also in the middle, you were in that committee that tried to reach a consensus agreement. What was that process like?
Yeah, okay, this is how it works. You come back in, and if there's no agreement, which there isn't, then certain senators, certain House of Representative members of the House are sent back into the room, sit around the table and look for a compromise. In that case, we did that. We did that throughout the week. I can tell you, I had no life from early in the morning till late at night as we worked on this budget compromise. Now, that was reached with the Senate, or with both the House and the Senate, sent back in, as I noted, to the governor's office, and we'll review the final agreement on Thursday. Education funding, that's still a big question out there, folks. There is a cut. There is a bill dealing with it separately. There is a cut. But if you look at the overall budget deficit facing our schools across the state, that is still in question. The reason it becomes more confusing, there are escalators within the education budget where each year everything goes up just a little bit to address raises and so forth, to address raises in cost of doing education all the way across. So there are escalators. And what we're saying is, now wait a minute, are we cutting or are we just cutting the raise? That has to be, honestly, I think that has to be taken back to the table and addressed. They've talked about various scenarios of doing that. There's a few of us in the Senate that have said, here's how we do it. And we had laid out a scenario that was very much dealing with current time frame. In other words, we make cuts now. There's a scenario out there that the House has said, and I'm not speaking about our legislators here locally, I think they lean more into the conservative side of spending on that part of it, but they're saying let's do education spending through reserve accounts that are out there for 4-6 years out. Those of us in this other group are saying, no, let's deal with what we have now, because we don't know that money will come in down the road. There's an expression we use, betting on the come. It's a little risky. So there's a group of us saying, let's work not only with our schools that way, but with our current state budget that way. And that's what we're doing right now is we're pushing that very hard from the Senate side. It's a difference in philosophy. Majority of the House saying, let's bet on the come, so to speak. Let's put it out there. It'll come. We know it will. It always has. And we're saying, no, maybe not. Not like it has been in the past. Let's deal with what we've got specifically right now. All right. So that's the budget. It's on the governor's desk right now. 3 working days. We'll head back over Thursday, do a once-over on it, I say that lightly, once, twice, three times, we'll work it over pretty good. And then we'll send it back. We can override his veto, and then it's done. Done deal.
All right.
And constitutionally, we have to have a budget. There's some that say, well, they just don't, not going to vote for the budget. Constitutionally, we have to have a budget to run this state. It isn't what I want, but constitutionally, in order to have the town of Alpine, the town of Star Valley Ranch, Thane, Afton, to have their funding, to have everything in process, we have to have a budget on the table. Side note, there's something called CapCon, Capital Construction. These are various projects around the state. Several scenarios of that were cut back. One that survived all the cuts was our Lincoln County project to employ 300 people and provide $305 million in revenue. That was an 11th-hour project that stayed in, and I can't live that kind of stress every year.
are you talking about the road relocation, South Lincoln?
Road relocation, go into a couple more panels of coal, and that puts us into a 300.
So that went through. That's
11th hour.
Yeah. You worked your magic again, Senator.
Thanks for being with you. I'll back here for a few days, time out Thursday, and then back again.
That's Senator Dan Dockstetter this morning with our legislative update.